Cryptocurrency is all the rage in Silicon Valley, but could it disrupt venture capital? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. All week, we've been talking about how venture capital funds startups. And we've talked about ICOs, or initial coin offerings, where a startup creates a cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, but customized to the company, in order to raise money. On the HBO show Silicon Valley a few months back, those topics collided. Founders of the fictional startup Pied Piper had this exchange with their venture capital investor.
This may seem a little out there at first, but instead of funding our launch with a Series B, what about an ICO? Initial coin offering? It's basically
Are you a moron?
So could initial coin offerings replace venture capital for startups? Sounds like a quality assurance segment where we look deep into a story or trend. Yulia Chernova covers venture capital at the Wall Street Journal. We spoke in May and I asked, are more startups doing ICOs?
Last year, globally, startups raised about $150 billion of venture capital and maybe about $6 billion via ICOs.
Do you think that VCs are worried enough for it to show up on the Silicon Valley show?
It's sort of like the disruptor is getting disrupted, right? They are the ones that control the purse strings. And then all of a sudden, some entrepreneurs are telling them, well, you know, I can just raise money much faster somewhere else and with no strings attached almost.
So then what's their pitch in response? You know, what are VCs going to say that they can offer aside from just the money?
They have experience in running your business, and that starting your business certainly requires capital. But after that, you need to figure lots of things out. The problem with entrepreneurs raising, I guess, a lot of money from this big, vast crowd of people via an ICO is that none of the investors in an ICO have that much at stake after.
It's certainly complicated to do this. You know, an ICO is not like a technology undertaking that you should treat lightly. But, you know, if you had to compare to going around and pitching VCs and having to have this deck and having to overcome, you know, maybe your gender or the color of your skin or all the things that might cause a VC to reject you compared to the tech and complexity of an ICO, like, do you have a sense of which one is harder?
From what I heard, ICOs are easier, but at the same time, I mean, one con is the legal risks in it. So it's unclear. Some of the ICOs that took place in the past few months, perhaps some of them violated regulations, laws of the United States and maybe other places. So that's a big risk that entrepreneurs are taking when they are going this way.
Yulia Chernova covers venture capital at the Wall Street Journal. Another possible risk? In the Silicon Valley episode, Pied Piper's ICO was a spectacular failure. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Not everyone gets a chance to learn about the economy in school. Marketplace helps you continue your education in a way that's smart, accessible, and hopefully a little bit fun. Your donation is not only an investment in your own learning, but also in helping us make more people smart about the economy. And that's good for everyone. To learn how you can help, visit marketplace.org/investors. And thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.